Security has been tightened at the Statue of Liberty and other New York landmarks based on a general warning from the FBI. The agency cites unconfirmed information about possible terrorist attacks. Over the last week, the FBI has been criticized for its handling of intelligence reports prior to September 11th. It's now known that officials within the FBI, INS, FAA, and other federal agencies each had bits of information about the Al-Qaeda hijackers. Taken together, it appears in hindsight, the information should have been cause for greater alarm. To improve the sharing of intelligence and fix other security problems, scores of large and small companies across the country are offering to sell the government high-tech systems. NPR's Chris Arnold reports that the nation's security presents an enormous business opportunity.
September 11th has resulted in a sharp increase in federal spending to improve security at airports, border checkpoints, power plants, and to overhaul anti-terrorism efforts. The Bush administration is proposing to spend $38 billion on homeland defense in 2003 alone. That's caught the attention of many technology companies, as is readily apparent in a new job title at Siebel Systems, a major Silicon Valley software firm.
My name is Matt Malden. I'm the Vice President of Homeland Security at Siebel Systems. As a result of September 11th, about 100 people have been full-time dedicated and focused on this homeland security effort, and I lead up that effort for the company.
Siebel Systems annually sells more than $2 billion in software that allows large corporations to keep track of millions of customers.
Understanding who your customers are, where they are, all the aspects and attributes about those customers, what are their preferences, what are their buying habits, and what we've done is we've applied that technology to understanding who terrorists are, the profile of those terrorists, what relationships those individuals have to financiers, other terrorists, other associations, and we can use analytics technology to start mining massive amounts of data to understand patterns in that data.
Of course, a computer isn't going to replace good human intelligence work, and many critics are saying the problem before September 11th was in large part the entrenched secretive bureaucracies at the CIA, FBI, and other agencies. Those agencies might strongly resist putting top secret intelligence on a shared computer network. But Malden says he's seeing a new priority being placed on sharing intelligence and says a better software system might help detect plans for future terrorist attacks. He estimates that improving government computer systems could become his firm's biggest single market. In addition to large tech companies, there are all kinds of lone entrepreneurs coming up with homeland security technologies.
I can get a bomb on any plane in this country right now. I have no doubt I can do that. And that scares the hell out of me. You know, that makes me worry.
Bill Allen is a 6'5" Marine Corps captain who headed up a military anti-terrorist unit that screens people in bags for explosives at embassies, hotels, and military bases around the world. Right now, he's on leave, studying for an MBA at Babson College outside Boston. Along with an engineering student, he's founded a company called Safe Bag. Allen says he's found a way to vastly improve airport security by sampling the air inside checked bags using a portable vacuum cleaner equipped with a particle-gathering filter.
You know, here I am, the guy with the vacuum on his back, 6-pound vacuum. I got the pre-concentrator on here. And my job is to go for 5 seconds for each bag. And what that does is that'll get all the free air and it'll pull a lot of the particles out of that bag.
Periodically, the filter is run through a portable vapor detection unit, the same type approved for screening carry-on bags by wiping down the outside of them. Allen says the unit becomes much more powerful when you use it to sample the air inside checked bags, and he says it can catch just about any bomb, even if it's wrapped in plastic. Allen has invented a port that can be zipped into bags at check-in time to speed the screening process, which he says allows a team of several people to screen 3 times as many bags as the massive million-dollar CT scanning machines being slowly introduced at airports.
We have a $40,000 machine here with, you know, a couple off-the-shelf products and a clever interface that you can push, you know, 1,000 bags an hour through this system, the way we've set it up.
Alan says his system could be used in conjunction with CT scanners and could be up and running cheaply, screening 100% of checked bags just about overnight. He's got a personal reason he wants that to happen.
For me, it's personally frustrating. My father's a United Airlines pilot, 747 captain. And yeah, it drives me crazy because I don't want my dad flying a plane that I can, you know, spend less than $1 million to take care of the airport he's flying out of.
But Bill Allen says so far he has not been able to get the attention of government officials to show them his screening system. And in part, that's because there are just so many other national security products cropping up.
Since September 11th, every company making anything suddenly discovered it would be useful in the fight against terrorism.
John Gage is the chief researcher for Sun Microsystems, which is making components for a new generation of military ID cards that can store biometric data, such as fingerprints or retinal scans. Gage also teaches at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government and is watching as various federal, state, and local agencies try to make sense of a growing and confusing maelstrom of companies pitching all kinds of good and bad technologies.
Neutron scanners to detect explosives and ways to trace planes, to tracking money flows, to doing any of the things that are part of the war on terrorism. The result's been hundreds, thousands of companies proposing things to thousands of uncoordinated governmental entities, each with different problems, and it's been difficult.
Officials in Washington acknowledge it's a problem as well. There are proposals in Congress and the Office of Homeland Security for a system to take in all these new ideas to try to make sure that the best technologies get chosen. Chris Arnold, NPR News.